The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on.
The time is right. The time is now. Welcome to Money Savage Be Well, and welcome our guest, the strong and powerful Tim James. Tim, welcome.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tim is also known as the Health Hero. He's the host of the Health Hero Show. He's a high-performance strength coach, and he's the founder of the Chemical Free Body. Tim, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, George, again, thanks for having me on. It goes back to my childhood. I grew up in Eastern Oregon on a cattle and hay farm. I was on the standard American diet and played baseball at a high level. Everything was fine. And then as I got older and had kids and a mortgage and a house, I started gaining weight. And then I started manifesting health problems. I had eczema on both of my elbows. Then I got a patch of eczema on my knee. I had another skin issue on my shoulder. And then it got worse. I got acid reflux really bad. And then it got worse. and then I started bleeding rectally every time I go to the bathroom. And it was very painful. On a 1 to 10, it was probably a 6 or a 7. Going to the bathroom wasn't fun. That's why,
brutal.
If those of you listening, my shirt says "Love When You Poop." It's one of our logo shirts now, to our soon-to-be swag store we're working on. But so a buddy of mine, I have all these problems going on, and then I was actually on a trip down to northern Peru with my wife at the time and her dad, and in the middle of the trip, I just got really sick, and I had to be life-driven basically 6 hours in the middle of the night because there was only one plane leaving this area, very remote area, once a day. I missed it by 30 minutes. And they drove me 6 hours in the middle of the night on a bumpy road, and every bump hurt. Got me to a hospital in Piura, Peru, and there was literally like flies buzzing around above me in the hospital. It's like third world. And I'm like, wow, I really have something bad going on, and I paid into insurance my whole life, and I can't even use it. So they doped me up. Her dad ran a big clinic. He was a medical doctor in Lima. They flew me in, and I went onto a taxi right into the out of there and right into the operating room and had an operation, had an organ removed, and that was pretty scary. And then I learned that my poor health didn't affect just me. It affected everybody else around me because that was a trip we'd planned out for a year in advance, lots of money. And it destroyed it. And but I still didn't know what I was doing. I was reading books and 5 meals a day and this and that and all these different things I was trying to do. And I was exercising. I was up at the gym, 4:49 a.m. up and going to the gym with my buddies, working out. But my health was deteriorating. I'd gained I said 38 pounds, but I actually looked at my driver's license. It was about 42 pounds. And I wasn't happy. So my buddy gets diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is a cancer. And then long story short, he says, I'm going to go to this alternative health institute. You want to come with me to support me? And I'm like, yeah, I went just to help him, not myself. Day one, my acid reflux was gone. By the end of the week, I lost 11 pounds. I went through this detox thing, though, where I had like this metallic taste coming out of my tongue. I was irritable and night sweats. And they basically put us on like lots of purified water, lots of green juices twice a day. Sprouts, like sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted greens. I never ate like this before. I was all meat and potatoes guy. And I thought it was crazy, and I was scared actually to even be there when he told me what the food choices were. I thought I was going to die without meat. But I felt so good by the end of that. I lost 11 pounds in a week.
Wow.
And I've been trying to lose weight for years, right? So I come back. And I tell everybody about it, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. But 60 days later, I dropped all the weight. Eczema's gone on both of my elbows. And that sucked, too, because it would bleed and crack, and I'd ruin my white shirts as a financial advisor and bump up on your couch or in your house, and I'd be cleaning blood off of people's wall. I mean, it was bad, dude. It was gross. And that all was gone. And 8 months later, that huge patch of eczema healed up on my knee, and I'm 47. It's been 10 years. I've been able to maintain and even continue to optimize my health. It's my main mission now. It's like, how young can I look? How good can I feel? And now how can I share that with other people and give them simple, actionable steps to do this. So I've completely transformed my life. I've become a raw food chef, a yoga instructor, a health coach, and we work with a lot of people with cancer, high-level athletes, and then people just want to, you know, lose weight or look younger now.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Nice. That is quite a story. Which organ did you lose?
My appendix. Huh? And a lot of people listening like me will be like, oh, that's no big deal, because the doctor's like, that's not important. Well, what I've learned is probably the most important organ that you have, because it's a bacterial regulator in your digestive tract. And your bacteria is part of your immune system. And a lot of people think you have the innate immune system and the adaptive, but those two systems are like the 100-year-old model that we're still basing our medicine on today. But they're forgetting about the interferon system. They're not talking about the gut biome, which is the regulator with the appendixes, and then the brain, and that stuff's all connected. So I've learned a lot of stuff. These words, I didn't even know any of this stuff. I had a hard time even pronouncing my buddy's cancer when he first got it. It took me 3 months to be able to pronounce it. So weird words, a lot of fear in that medical system, and I teach people to just clean their bodies up, detox, change out shampoos and deodorants and all that kind of stuff in their house, get healthier stuff, and then just eat healthier food. And we have, you know, products and stuff that help detox them and speed up the process.
Nice. Well, certainly amen there. I think it, obviously, you know that when you start talking about diet, that's probably the most contentious thing. And it seems like I'm a vegan, and that's not only the way that I eat, but that's an identity. And now there's carnivore, and that's not only the way that I eat, that's just who I am. And then exercise is certainly one of those as well, right? It's CrossFit's the way to go. Peloton is amazing, whatever. And it's all fantastic. What and you just said, you helping people clean out their bodies, eat healthy foods, get rid of certain products. Is it all about toxins and chemicals? Is that a big part of it?
Well, that's a huge part. I mean, here's the deal. It's like, When I was at the – there's two things here to talk about. Number one is the people listening today, this is what floored me. The first class I went to was called Internal Awareness. And this doctor comes out, and this guy's jacked. He's got muscles coming out of his ears. He hadn't ate meat in 10 years, okay? I couldn't believe it. And I'm not saying quit eating meat at all. Everybody's individual. Maybe you still need to eat meat right now. What he comes out, but he had results. And he said the average person has about 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material lining the colon, okay? Think about that. So I didn't want to really – I was freaked out about the food, but then he was trying to sell us on a colon hydrotherapy or a colonic. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, for those listening, you sit on a tube rectally and water goes in and out of you gently for about an hour. Mm. I did not want to do that. In fact, I elbowed my buddy Charles and said, I ain't doing it. I came here to help you, but I ain't doing it. But by the end of that talk and him showing the insides of unhealthy people, people with cancer, people with Crohn's and diverticulitis and MS – and parasites, and you saw this stuff out. I signed up. The next day I got my colon hydrotherapy session. They weighed me. An hour later, did the deal. They weighed me again. I dropped 10 pounds of impacted fecal material lining my colon. How could you possibly be healthy when you're carrying, like he told me, he goes, Tim, you got 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag, and if you ever want to be healthy, you got to get it out. And what you said is true. Those house chemicals. Now, the record at that place, by the way, there was a lady, she dropped 27 pounds in 1 hour in one session.
Ick.
So cleaning the digestive tract, I believe the pathway of elimination is job number one. And then when I got back home, I read an article that said all you have to do is type in these three words into your search browser, umbilical cord and chemical. Type in those three words, umbilical cord and chemical. And you guys can see the same studies that I saw go back to 2005 that they looked in the umbilical cord blood of these young babies and young mothers, the healthiest of all of us supposedly, and they looked for 400 chemicals, and they found 250, 71% of what they were looking for, and 180 of those caused cancer in humans, 212 caused developmental and brain disorders. And I sat back in my chair, and I was like, oh my God, we are all polluted. And the older you are, the more time you've had for these toxins to bioaccumulate into your fat, your muscle tissue, and your blood through air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, the care products, and even the clothing that you're wearing. So yeah, toxins are a big problem.
Yeah.
You got to get them out.
So, okay.
And I 100% agree. I've for better or for worse been privy to, you know, studies about the different toxins that are in the places you just talked about, that are in the air, that are in the water that we're drinking, that are in our soil, which make it into our food and the animals we eat and the foods that we eat and everything else. And so it is a little bit terrifying, but it's also somewhat overwhelming to sort of think back and say, okay, I do not have time necessarily to become an expert in all this stuff. So you just talked about how maybe step number one was cleaning out the digestive tract. Where do I go from there?
Well, I think what I would do is, like, let me share our core four secrets.
Okay.
These are things that are actionable steps that people can do. Less than 5% of people are doing the first one here. The first one is drinking half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified water daily. Now, if you live, because all the water is polluted, if you can go 1,500 miles into the interior today, scientists are finding in these pristine lakes 2 to 2.5 inch fish, and they both have male and female organs. Why? Because of the estrogen mimickers and plastics are so dense today, it's throwing off their hormones. And this is in all the tributaries, the amphibians and the fish today are turning into hermaphrodites. Go look it up. This isn't crazy stuff. And for us, it leads to cancer, like cyst development, ovarian cysts, uterine cysts, breast cancer, prostate cancer, man boobs. When I heard that, I'm like, I ain't drinking out of plastic bottles no more. Right? So we have this toxic load. Now, we know where our water needs to be purified, period. Okay. Don't drink out of plastic. Number two is, if you live in the city water, you have to restructure your water, because city pipes are so high pressure, they coagulate the molecules together and make them too big. So instead of a 4 or 5 cluster, you end up like 20 to 25 cluster. You're drinking all this water and you're just going to pee it out, because it's like trying to throw a bowling ball through a chain link fence, the chain link fence being your intestinal lining. We have got to get those molecules through the intestinal lining into the bloodstream and then into the lymphatic system, so that your body can do the garbage removal. So water is critical. I had one lady do this. She just added this to her lifestyle. She didn't do anything else. She dropped 50 pounds in 8 months. 5% people are doing it. So that means 95% of improvement is available here. And it's pretty exciting. Core secret number two.
Well, hold on 1 second. So how do I do that? If I buying plastic water bottles from the store, Costco, is not getting the job done, and drinking water through my pipes is not getting the job done. So where do I get purified water?
Well, I send everybody to my water gal. Her name is Danusha. I call her Water Woman. And she healed herself from post-traumatic stress disorder after pregnancy with high-quality supplements like mine and purified restructured water. So if you want to find her, you can just find her at Danusha. com, D-A-N, like Dan, and then ouch, O-U-C-H, and then the letter A. Dan, ouch, Danusha.com. I think it's like Polish for Donna, but little factoid there for you. But anyway, I send people there. She'll get you dialed in. There's different levels of water systems, but at least get a little purifier to get started. And then when you have the money, you get the stuff restructured. But I tell you what, once you start getting that big unit that she's got, that I have 3 of them now, when you drink the water through that, you're literally high as a kite on water all day long. I mean, it gives you so much energy, and you get 80% more absorption of the nutrients that you're getting from your foods and the supplements you're taking. So it like takes our supplements and puts them on rocket fuel because of the absorbability factor.
Nice.
It's huge. Huge.
Thank you.
So that's number one. Number two is chewing your food until liquefied. Less than 4% of the population is doing that. They're chewing they're not chewing their food. So why would you want to do that? Well, we have 2 ducts in our upper mouth and 4 in our lower that secrete these enzymes, amylase and lipase. These are going to break down your starches and your fats. So you chew your food really well. You load it with these enzymes, and then those enzymes then go into your stomach and they break down your food, right? Now, if you're thinking about protein, we have pepsin in the gut and hydrochloric acid. That's going to take care of those. But that amylase and lipase is so important to break down the starches and the fats. And if you don't do it, instead of having digestion and assimilation of nutrients, your body's going to revert to the other option, which you don't want, which is fermentation and gut rot. And what you're going to do is you're going to slowly create all that fermentation. It's going to destroy those little hair-like structures lining your intestinal tract. They're called villi. They're these little fine hair-like structures. And they're going to be in a pool of fermentation, and you're going to end up like me with leaky gut. And then you get these small holes or crevices in the intestinal lining, and then undigested food particles and microbes can slip into the blood. And then they can go anywhere and cause inflammation, cause headaches, cancer, fibromyalgia. They can cause Graves' disease, all these other things. So we want that to be healed up. And that's a huge one. And then core secret number – oh, wait. And I was going to say this too. So just chew your food till liquefied. I mean, that's just what – just chew it well. Just chew it well. Take some time. Chew your food. You'll see it makes a huge difference for gas and bloating and that kind of stuff. Core secret number three. Now that you're drinking a lot of water, you're hydrating the cells, you're helping to get the pathway of elimination cleaned out with the water, you're chewing your food well, now you need to avoid liquids with meals. Why would you want to do that? Well, if you just work really hard to put all those enzymes into your food, into your belly, to break the food down, and then you drink purified, restructured water, you have a glass of wine, you have a beer, you have some coffee, you have a Pepsi, whatever, you're going to dilute those digestive enzymes and go right back to fermentation and gut rot, and you don't want it. So the rule of thumb is for beginners, stop drinking liquids 30 minutes before you eat, wait an hour after you're done eating, then drink a lot of liquids again. And then for if you're stage four something or an Olympic level athlete and you're just wanting to feel your best, stop drinking liquids an hour before and then wait 2 hours after you're done eating and then start drinking a lot of liquids again. That's core secret number three. Less than 2% of the population is doing that deal. And then the last one that we added later, core secret number four, is that when you sit down to eat, take 1 to 2 minutes and do some breath work. And it's simply like this. You take a big breath in through your nose, pause at the top, and then breathe out through the mouth. Just a nice, long, slow flow. Let it all go. And then pause at the bottom with your lungs completely empty. And then back in through the nose again. And then you pause at the top. And then release out through the mouth. And you can repeat this process for just a minute or two. And it doesn't really matter. You can do 5 count breath in, 5 out, 3 in, 3 out. It doesn't matter. Just do some freaking breath work. The reason why is because we live in a stressed out society and our lives are stressed. Even if we don't think we are, our nervous system does. And when our nervous system goes into fight or flight, the blood leaves the organ systems to go to the extremities, the hands, legs, feet, arms, to fight or flight, run, get the heck out of there. So just by doing that breath work, in a minute or two, you can bring the blood from the extremities back into the organ systems, and you're going to digest your food much better and not have that fermentation. So lining those four things up is very powerful. And how do we know that it works? I've been practicing that for 10 years. It wasn't easy in the beginning to remember to chew my food, do all these things, but I figured it out, and I layered them in, and now I'm really good at it, pretty much. I'm not perfect, but we ship our products all over the world. And because of COVID, there's major delays now. It can take 2 weeks to a month to get some to Australia or Ireland or something like that, or the UK. And we have people sending us emails and texts and stuff saying, dude, my gas and bloating's better. My mental clarity's better. My energy's better. I'm sleeping better. And they're not even on the product yet because they're following these core four secrets. Okay. So I wanted to put those in there because it's really important. Those are the things where people could start with. But besides, you were saying, how do we get that stuff out? You know, it's water's number one to clean the pathway of elimination. And then we have a product called Gut Detox. It's very gentle. It's a 1,000-year-old formula in India. And that's usually what we get people on to get that out. And in 15 days, you can get all that stuff out without a colonic. But I still recommend that you would do a colonic with it.
Nice.
Not nice. Necessary, but I still recommend it.
Well, I appreciate all that. I appreciate it. What came to mind is just kind of a random question. I've been hearing a lot about fasting. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, fasting is biologically programmed into us to be very successful with our health. If you think about us being nomadic people, you know, we used to, you know, walk for 2 or 3 days. We wouldn't eat anything. And then we'd come to a meadow and maybe we'd have the ancestors of cabbage or spinach, or in the fall, we maybe an apple or some berries. We would eat one food monolithically. And then we'd walk a ways and maybe find some water. And then we'd walk a day or two or three. We wouldn't eat. And then we'd find food again. So we are literally programmed to not be eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And by having breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time, it's like a rental car that's going out every day and people got the gas pedal down to the floor and they're doing cookies and they're going to wear that engine out. Okay. That's what having 3 meals a day is going to do. People look at that as a success. Oh, I'm able to feed the family. No, you're going to destroy your body. You're going to age faster. You're not going to live as long. Fasting is one of the most powerful things that you can do. And that's, you know, it's like one of those things I think we were talking about earlier, like, you know, there's paleo and keto and what's the benefit, all these stuff. Well, they're all going to make you feel better at some level because the standard American diet is so bad if you make any changes at all, like paleo, they get you off of sugar and dairy. Well, God, you're going to, you know, you can't digest dairy. Nobody can. We're all lactose intolerant. We don't have the enzyme it's called renin. It's a substance in cows that break down casein, which is the main protein. And you get people off sugar. I mean, sugar's one molecule off of cocaine. Go look it up. It's almost identical to cocaine in structure, in chemical structure, right? So you get, well, paleo's the best. Well, no, you got people off of dairy and sugar. That's awesome. Go to keto. Keto's the best. Well, keto's really good at providing, they teach people how to fast. Fasting is powerful. You can do a 3-day water fast and completely reset your immune system. You know, if you get a cold or a flu or anything like that, COVID, whatever, best thing to do would be to stop eating. Stop shoveling that food down your – you think, oh, you got to feed a cold. No, that's not how it works. You stop eating food and all that energy, that 60% of your daily's energy is used to break food down and get it out of you. If you stop eating, all that energy will be rerouted to your immune system and it will attack the virus. You know, if you have viruses and stuff like that, vitamin D will eat the cell wall of viruses. Vitamin A is virus protecting. You know, zinc helps transport these things into the cell. I mean, it just, there's so many natural things to do. It's really silly when people, there's so much confusion today. It really is. And I used to be in that camp. I didn't know anything about health 10 years ago, but that's all I do now all day long. And I've learned from a lot of people that have results. I've gotten the results and we've helped, you know, thousands of people get the results. So it's kind of like, it's really not that hard. It's all this whole health stuff's been way too overcomplicated.
I love it. Well, Tim, Savage Nation is ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so I would say the difference-making tip is put yourself first. This has got to be your main priority. You know, a long time ago, somebody would have told me, like, hey, you know, what's more important, you or your kids? I would have said my kids. But now I'm completely, no way. It's not that I won't take a bullet for my kids. Like, who's number one? Me. I'm number one. Why? Because I want to lead by example. I want my kids to put themselves first. And I want to be the, you know, the mama bear teaching the baby bear, hey, you scrape up this log and there's some grubs in there to eat, you know. I want to lead by example. So that's what I teach. Because I see so many women and, you know, mothers and fathers, they put themselves last. They put their health last. Maybe they have abundance financially. Maybe they have abundance spiritually. But if their health fails, it's all for naught. You know, and it's like that old saying, put on your face mask or your mask first on the airplane and then take the child. So why don't we take that approach? So that's my thing. Put yourself first. Don't wait till the wheels fall off, because it's monkey see, monkey do. Your kids are going to do the same thing you do. You want them to be healthy. You want them to put themselves first. So you have to lead by example. So put yourself first.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Tim.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they find out all about your work?
Awesome. Yeah, if there's a lot of free information on our podcast, The Health Hero Show. It's on, you know, iTunes and Spotify and YouTube and all those places. It's on our website also at chemicalfreebody.com. That's chemicalfreebody.com. And if somebody wants to try out our products, our detox or nutrition products, I would probably recommend, we have a lot of them. Just go to the products tab, go to savings bundles. Get a discount, right, to start, because those are discounted. And then when they go to check out, they can type in there's an extra, you can get a 5% discount code we made for your audience, MSP. So for Money Savage Podcast. So that way, you, savings bundle, get a discount, type in the MSP at checkout, they get the double discount. And all of our products have a money back guarantee, double your money back guarantee, because I know they'll work. And if they don't, let us know. We'll refund it. We'll find something else. We're here to help people get results, right? So, and all of our stuff is all wildcrafted. It's all, you know, sun-dried or air-dried under 110 degrees, real herbs and stuff. And I've got Dr. Scott Treadway on board. He's a master formulator that does all that part of it for us.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Tim your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out The Health Hero Show wherever you listen to your podcast. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Check out all the great resources Tim's got on there. Check out the savings bundles and then type in MSP at checkout for an additional 5% off. Thanks again, Tim.
Thanks, brother.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.